Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am glad you have joined us tonight here on Gospel Gold. We hope you are at home and that you are safe and that you're taking every precaution to make sure that you are doing what the health officials have asked us to do to make sure that we are safe during this very difficult time in our nation. I want to tell you about Gospel Gold. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It's a program where we pay honor and tribute to traditional African-American gospel music. It is our belief that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. All the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music, rhythm, and religion. When we first came to this country, our ancestors brought with them their African rhythm. It is rhythm that drives our music. Work songs, spirituals, gospels, blues, all of these are elements of the music that we have produced on these American shores. And so it is. We come to you every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to pay honor and pay tribute to traditional African-American gospel music. It is a great time to celebrate our history and to go back and listen to great music that we have produced over the years. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. You will find all the information about Gospel Gold there on the program on the page. You'll find the link each week for the radio program. You'll find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll also will find articles about various gospel artists. So we invite you to go to the Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. We're on every Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We thank God for you. We pray God's blessing upon you. Gospel Gold is sponsored in part by Faith That Lives Ministry. You too can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We have a Cash App. That Cash App is Gospel Gold, one word, with the two G's are capital. And of course, with the Cash App, you put the dollar sign, and then you put the two G's, Gospel Gold, one word, the two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold tonight. If you would like to speak to us here in the studio, you can call in tonight. Our area code is 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can speak to us directly in the studio tonight. However, I always tell those who would like to listen to Gospel Gold, the best way to listen is in stereo. Make sure that you have a good sound system so that you can hear the music and all of the intricacies and the beauty of the music. So we invite you to call in and speak with us if you'd like. But if you want to listen, make sure you're listening in stereo. You can also contact us by email, gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can contact us there on the email, or you can leave your comments, requests, or suggestions on the Facebook page. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Before we start each night, we always want to pray, ask God, thank God for his blessing. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We thank you, God, for allowing us to come once again. That will play something that will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. We thank you, now, Lord, again for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Tonight, Gospel Gold is going classical. We have played and we have recognized all of the great African-American artists, and we have many more that we're going to be talking about before the season is over. But there have been many African-American voices, talents, and musicians who have lent their talents to classical music. And like many of the artists in other genres of music, jazz or bebop or rhythm and blues or rap or whatever it may be, these artists have their roots in the African-American church as well. We want to recognize them tonight. Two voices that I want to bring before you tonight. The first voice that you just heard a minute ago was Kathleen Battle, great opera singer, great African-American singer, Kathleen Battle. But we're going to bring to you a couple more in this program tonight. We're going classical. Gospel Gold is classical tonight. We're giving honor to all those great African-American voices that have lent their talents to classical music, but they did not forget their African-American church roots. Here is the great Whitney Phelps with He.
Turn the tide and calm the angry sea. He alone decides who writes a symphony. that makes our darkness bright. He keeps watch all through each long and lonely night. He still finds the time to hear a child's first prayer, faint or sinner call. You'll always find him there, though it makes him sad to see the way we live. He'll always say, I can grant a wish or make a dream come true. He can paint the clouds and turn the gray to blue. He alone knows where to find the rainbow. What lies beyond the bed? He can touch a tree and turn the leaves to gold. He knows every lie that you and I.
And that's what we're about tonight. We're about the classical aspect or style of gospel music. There have been many, many who have lent their talents to gospel music. And tonight we want to just take a look at those. First of all, if we're going to talk about that, we have to talk about Marian Anderson or Leontine Price. Those names have to be mentioned before we can go any further. And, of course, we have to give honor to where honor is due. I'm going to play just a little clip from a documentary on Marian Anderson and her history and the things that she went through as a operatic singer. And then I'm going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Here's a documentary on Marian Anderson.
Marian Anderson is broadly recognized as one of the great operatic singers and performers of classical music in living memory. She was born in Philadelphia, one of three sisters. Her father, who sold coal and ice in Reading Terminal Market, died when Anderson was 12. After this time, her mother, Annie, supported herself and her daughters caring for young children, and later working as a cleaner in the Wanamaker's department store. Anderson's talent was recognized when, as a young girl, she sang in the choir of her church, the Union Baptist Church at Fitzwater and 19th Streets in South Philadelphia. Members of the congregation raised money to support Anderson's professional training. Anderson launched her career in Europe in the 1920s, where the barriers against black artists were less onerous than they were in the United States. She was a contralto, the lowest register category of the soprano voice. The oratorio of Bach and Handel were her mainstay. So magnetic was her stage presence, and so powerful was her ability to make every sung word meaningful, that she specialized in the lofty song repertoire of Strauss, Mahler, Brahms, and Schubert. Anderson also incorporated Negro spirituals, the songs of slaves, into her repertoire, establishing songs like Go Down Moses and My Lord, What a Morning into the operatic canon. Having earned the esteem of Europe, Anderson returned to the American stage in 1935 an acclaimed star. Leading conductors, from Leopold Stokowski in Philadelphia to the young Leonard Bernstein in New York, sought to perform with her. She enjoyed an international career, performing at the inauguration of presidents of the United States and breaking many racial barriers. In 1955, she was the first black singer to perform on the stage of the Metropolitan Opera House in New York. In 1938, Howard University conferred an honorary doctorate on Anderson. The following year, the Historically Black College of Washington, D.C., sought to organize a concert with Anderson at Constitution Hall, the premier concert venue of the U.S. Capitol. When the Daughters of the American Revolution, the DAR, would not allow Anderson to sing because of her race, First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt resigned from the DAR in protest and arranged that Anderson would sing instead at the Lincoln Memorial. Anderson's performance on Easter Sunday, April 9, 1939, at the Lincoln Memorial is considered a milestone in the progress of civil rights. Her powerful phrasing of, "My country, 'tis of thee," and "Land where my fathers died," was so powerful and inclusive that the concert is thought by many to be on a par of significance with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s "I Have a Dream" speech.
Genius, genius draws no color line. And so it is fitting that Marian Anderson should raise her voice in tribute to the noble Lincoln whom mankind will ever honor. Miss Marian Anderson.
The great Marian Anderson. If we have time, we'll come back and play another one of her selections. But one of the people that I wanted to bring to the forefront tonight, we just lost last year. Don't know if you remember the name or know the name, Jesse Norman. Jesse Norman was an American opera singer and recitalist. She was able to perform dramatic soprano roles, but refused to be limited to that voice type. She was a commanding performance, an operatic stage and concert halls and stages everywhere. She sang Beethoven's Leonore, Wagner's Selene, and many others. Norman was trained at Howard University, the Piedmont Institute, and the University of Michigan. Her career began in Europe, where she won the ARD International Music Competition in Munich, Germany, in 1968, which led to a contract with the Deutsche Oper in Berlin. Her operatic debut came as Elizabeth in Wagner's Tauschners, after which she sang at Verdi's Aida in Scala and Milan, Italy. She made her first operatic appearance in the United States in 1982 with the Opera Company of Philadelphia, when cast as Jasia in Stravinsky's Oedipus Rex. She also appeared in Diodato's Purcell and Arias. She went on to sing leading roles in many other companies, including the Metropolitan Opera, the Lyric Opera of Chicago, the Paris Opera, the Royal Opera of London. She sang at the second inauguration of Ronald Reagan, at Queen Elizabeth II's 60th birthday celebration in 1986, and she performed Les Miserables to celebrate the 200th anniversary of the French Revolution, July the 14th, 1989. She also sang 1996 at the Summer Olympics, the opening ceremony in Atlanta, and the second inauguration of President Bill Clinton in 1997. She was born in Augusta, Georgia. Her parents were Silas Norman, an insurance salesman, and Jeannie King Norman, a school teacher. She was one of five children in a family of amateur musicians. Her mother and her grandmother were both pianists, and her father sang in a local choir. All the siblings learned to play the piano at an early age. Norman attended Charles T. Walker Elementary School and proved to be a talented singer as a young child, singing gospel songs at Mount Calvary Baptist Church at the age of four. She was greatly influenced by the singing of two women, Mrs. Golden and Sister Childs. When Norman was nine, she was given a radio for her birthday and soon discovered the world of opera through the weekly broadcasts of the Metropolitan Opera, which she listened to every Saturday. She started listening to recordings of Marian Anderson and Leontine Price, both of whom Norman cited as inspiring figures in her career. She studied at many institutions, the Lockhart Center in Northern Michigan. She also studied in the Marian Anderson Vocal Competition in Philadelphia and won. While at Howard University, she received her BA in music and went on to Lincoln Temple United Church of Christ University. She became a member of Gamma Sigma Sigma. In 1965, along with 33 other female students and four female faculty, she became a founding member of Delta Nu Chapter of Sigma Alpha Lambda Music Fraternity. This great woman has performed all over the world. Some of the people that she has performed before are Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., Barack Obama. She's performed at several national prayer breakfast events. She has performed for the Democratic National Convention. She sang at Rosa Parks' 77th birthday gala at the Kennedy Center. She sung for Mother Teresa of Calcutta and the former South African President Nelson Mandela. She's also appeared on programs as the Martin Luther King Jr. television special, the Dr. Robert Shuler Hour of Prayer telecast, and the Billy Graham Crusade. She's also sung at the Vatican, and she was also the guest soloist at Diana Ross's wedding. This great lady has been all over the place. She has never forgotten her gospel roots, but yet she has become a great, powerful, and successful operatic singer. Her name is Jesse Norman. We're going to hear two selections from her. Let us break bread together, and you'll never walk alone. Jesse Norman is her name. She passed last September 2019. A great African American voice who never forgot her gospel roots. Jesse Norman. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. This is Gospel Gold.
Valley of Death. shall in no wise be entangled. By God's hand he shall be kept. And if I go into the heavens, he knows. If I go into the deep, from his hands I'm hid unsafe. I'm in his safety, dwell in his safety, the safety of the Lord. Nothing can stop me.
Gospel Gold is classical tonight. As I said before, there have been many great voices, African-American voices, who have lent their talents to classical music, and he did not forget their gospel roots. I know when we talk about the operatic style of singing, we think of it as European style, and it is, but many of them have gone on to have very successful careers in the classical music realm. Great African-American voices. I implore you to go and find some Jesse Norman, some of those German and French words that I did not pronounce well. You can go Google her and you can find out more information about her. And she will add dimension to your library. The second voice that I want to bring before you is the one who sung the song He, Whitney Augustus Phelps Sr. Of course, when we talk about this operatic style, we talk about big sound, orchestra sound. You've heard that as we have played tonight. Whitney Augustus Phelps Sr., born January 7th, 1955, is a vocal artist and founder of the United States Dream Academy, Songs of Freedom Publishing Company, and Corral Records Recording Company. He has a booming baritone voice, usually singing inspirational gospel songs. He is an ordained Seventh-day Adventist minister. Whitney Phelps was born in Trinidad and Tobago, but at an early age moved to Montreal, Canada. He attended Kingsway College in Ontario, Canada, a Seventh-day Adventist academy, and later Oakwood College, a Seventh-day Adventist college. University in 2007. He received his bachelor's degree in theology. Phelps would go on to earn a Master of Divinity degree from Andrews University, Seventh-day Adventist University in Barron Springs, Michigan. Whitney Phelps served as of several churches in Washington, D.C. and the metropolitan area, including Capitol Hill and Seabrook Seventh-day Adventist Church. He is currently serving as pastor of Palm Bay Seventh-day Adventist Church in Palm Bay, Florida. Whitney Phelps is married to Linda Galloway, whom he met in Oakwood. They have three sons, Whitney II, Winston, Adele, and Wade Alexander. Whitney Phelps has performed for American presidents Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and several other dignitaries. He has done voiceover work. He has also been a part of the Red or Voice book that you may download on your phone. He's one of the voiceovers for the readable Bible, or the spoken Bible, as they say. In 1998, Phelps formed the U.S. Dream Academy, Incorporated, a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing a values-based interactive tutorial remedial educational program targeting children at risk youth through the community. And through his Family Learning Center, Phelps wanted something to help break the cycle he saw played out in so many times in his own community. Phelps formed the U.S. Dream Academy to help children who have had family members behind bars. The program provides mentoring, academic tutoring, exposure to computers and the internet. Phelps says just the computers themselves are not going to transform the lives of these kids. And the most important part of that program is really the caring, the loving, and the adults who are surrounding them. The Academy has garnered praise from Oprah Winfrey, former President Bill Clinton, and various other dignitaries and statesmen. This great man can be seen a lot on TV. You can find him many times on the Good Old Gospel Hour. He has done many recordings. A great talent, great writer, great songstress. His name is Whitney Phelps.
Thousand years, right?
It's classical night here on Gospel Gold. I want to thank all of you who have written such great emails. I get a lot of good emails from those of you who are listening on the program. We thank you for your words of encouragement. We pray that you will continue to support Gospel Gold. You'll continue to like Gospel Gold. I always invite those to go to the Facebook page. Many of you have, and you are sharing Gospel Gold all over the place. I received a letter from a lady in Tennessee on yesterday talking about how she enjoyed the program. And I want to thank you so very much, those of you who are listening over the internet, whatever city you may be in. We thank you for supporting Gospel Gold over these last few months. It has been a very difficult time for us this year in this country. It has been a very difficult time for all of us. And it has been a challenge to make sure that we have Gospel Gold on the air every Monday night. Of course, you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We do have a Cash App. It's Gospel Gold, one word, with the two G's, a capital. And of course, you put the dollar sign before the words. It's dollar sign, then Gospel Gold, the two G's, a capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. But we thank those of you who already have been supporters of Gospel Gold, those of you who send us your emails, and those of you who make comments on our Facebook page. We have gotten some very interesting suggestions for programs coming up, and we're going to be following up on some of those suggestions. Some of the artists I had never heard of, but we're going to research them. We're going to go deep down into the Gospel Gold vault, and we're going to find the music for those artists that you have requested. So we have a wonderful program that we want to continue to provide for you for the rest of this season. Our season will go up until around the end of the year, and then we will close our season for this year. But we want you to tell your friends, tell your neighbors to listen to Gospel Gold. And all of the programs here on Gospel Gold are archived. That means you can go to the Facebook page at any time, find the link for a program that you would like to see, find the event, click on that event, and it opens up into a link. And you can click on that link, and it will take you directly to the program that has been previously recorded. You can also go to the Gospel Gold. You can also go to the Blog Talk Radio page. Go to the Blog Talk webpage. In the search portal, type in Gospel Gold. Go to the Blog Talk page and type in Gospel Gold, and it will give you all the programs that we have recorded this year on Blog Talk Radio. So those programs have been recorded. You can go back and hear them at any time for your enjoyment. We hope that you will go back and listen to some of them, because we have recorded some very good programs this year. And we are looking forward to recording some other programs that are going to be just as good for next year. Next week it'll be choir night. We're going to go back into the choirs. We're going to listen to some choirs next week. And then the week after that, we're going to be doing some individual artists along the way. We're going to be paying tribute to some more women in gospel who have made dynamic crossroads into gospel. Those who we have done four programs on the women of gospel, and it seems as if we still have many more to go. So we're going to be doing a lot of great programs this year. We want you to make sure that you are listening to Gospel Gold, that you are knowing that what we're doing is great here on Gospel Gold. We thank you for listening tonight. We pray that you will have a great week, and join us next week right here on Blog Talk Radio. Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to go home tonight with Whitney Phelps, and I Surrender All.
Surrender all to Him.
free.